The lawsuit was filed in early February in Utah's U.S. District Court by Resort Center Associates, a company whose manager and principal representative is developer Walt Plum. The company said it's been left in a legal and administrative limbo for over a decade because of the defendants, who include EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler, Scott Baird, Executive Director of the Utah Department of Environmental Quality, Summit County, and United Park City Mines, owner of the Richardson Flat Tailings Repository. The Resort Center Company owns 191 acres of the historic Pace Family Ranch, bounded on the north by Interstate 80 as it exits the basin, and on the west by the rail trail. The company acquired the land in 2004. In 2006, it entered into a development agreement with Summit County for 18 one-acre lots on the southern end of the property, with the rest of their land as open space. Richardson Flat includes a tailings repository of 160 acres. The lawsuit says the EPA has considered the site for the National Priorities List since the early 90s and has designated the flat as Operable Unit 1. In 2008, Summit County created a temporary overlay zone for contaminated soil and water in the lower Silver Creek drainage. Sometime after that, the EPA expanded their Superfund designation to include their operable Unit 2 that contains portions of Silver Creek beyond Highway 40. The plaintiff said their property was included in that unit. However, they say no part of their land is in the Silver Creek floodplain. Any wetlands in the Pace Ranch was subdivided and conveyed to Park City. Resort Center also said there has been extensive soil testing on their property, twice in 2007 and another three times between 2014 and 2017, and all the tests clearly found there weren't any hazardous materials above the remedial action levels set by the EPA. At most, the lawsuit said, one survey found a loading dock site with four elevated samples, but that was 100 feet from the plaintiff's property and separated by the rail trail and a split rail fence. The lawsuit says that despite the testing evidence, the EPA has insisted on continuing remediation on Resort Center's land, a job it took over due to reportedly United Park City Mines' lack of action on the overall Superfund site. And due to EPA's position, the suit alleges, Summit County refuses to issue a development permit. Furthermore, the county and the Utah DEQ has required that each plat on the development plans has a warning that the land could have hazardous material. The Resort Center Company said that has completely stymied their ability to market and sell any lots. The lawsuit is asking for declaratory and injunctive relief. It is claiming, among other things, that there has been an unconstitutional taking of their land, that Summit County has breached its development agreement, and that the EPA and United Park have negligently interfered with a, quote, prospective economic advantage. The court has set April 12th for the defendants to file answers. Summit County Attorney Margaret Olson had no comment for us at this time, except to say they will move to dismiss the lawsuit. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.